The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 1-2 in conference and 4-3 overall. Illinois visits Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yep. Wisconsin, really good football team we played last week, and, we just couldn't get it done. Third downs, we're kind of our downfall, but our kids fought, played with a lot of passion. Play a good Penn State team. It's a great environment when you do go there. Originally being from Pennsylvania, all the tradition. And there'll be a great crowd there. I mean, they're playing really well. Great quarterback. Their wideouts are playing really well. The wideout coach, Josh Gaddis, he's done a great job there, just like he did the last place I was at. And defensively, they're really solid. They play really hard, and I think their front's really, really good. So, we'll have work cut out for us again this week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
Bill, given your background and the background of Coach Franklin, how much did your paths cross back in your Southeast Pennsylvania days?
Really not a lot. I first knew of Coach Franklin, I think, when at Maryland and Kansas State. But of course you follow him because he's a Eastern PA guy, and he went to East Stroudsburg, I went to Delaware, so just follow him, and had some people that worked with him, and some people here too when he was at Maryland. But I have not personally. I met him a couple times. A good guy, good coach, good.
And the other question I had is, just how much did your time at Widener, how much has that influenced your approach to coaching and head coaching in particular?
Well, I thought it was good for me because I was fairly young back then, and they weren't going to – I was bringing in about 125 freshmen every year, so the enrollment went way up, and nobody was going to let you go because you're bringing a lot of people. So, we just kind of develop an offensive system, and, back then, and, we freelanced it, had a lot of trick plays, and – and some of them worked, some of them didn't, but, it was a great time there. Also got me closer to Coach Raymond, my college coach, who I have the utmost respect for, and probably developed my style probably about as close to him as anybody else in my career.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Shannon Ryan with Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Shannon.
I was wondering, I know there were a couple guys that you were going to evaluate and maybe have some more information on, just injury-wise. Like, I think Josh made a final prognosis on Tyler and Marchie and whoever else I'm forgetting.
Yeah, I think Marchie looked better, looked as good as I've seen. I would anticipate him playing. Do not anticipate Tyler White. He was diagnosed with an ACL, so he'll be out. And Josh did not look, very comfortable out there. So, I will put him as very, very doubtful for this Saturday at best.
And Tyler, is this something long term? Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. He's, unfortunately, he's tore the ACL, and
okay.
And that's a 6-month injury. I feel so bad for him because this is actually his third one. We say he's such a great kid and fought hard to get back, and it was just one of those things. And he's a great kid, and we're going to miss him, but I'm going to miss him more because the type of player he is and the type of person he is.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on the Penn State offense a little bit in your opening, but what about the way that their defense has been playing this season? Certainly among the national leaders in passing defense and some great performances along the defensive line. What have you seen from the Penn State D on film?
Well, when you see 30, I think it's 31 sacks. I mean, that's that stack kind of hits you right in the mouth right in the very beginning. That's a lot of sacks. And I think they play really hard. I think they're really well coached. They're all in sync. I think they're well coached. I think Coach Shoup has done a great job, and I thought that last year also. They're not going to give you much. They're in the right spots, the right times, and they just, between well coached and good players, I mean, that's a pretty good recipe for having a great defense, which they do.
Coach,
next question comes from the line of Garton Jones with Philadelphia Daily News.
Bill, what does it mean for you to come back to Pennsylvania?
Well, it's I got some emotion. Last time we went there, my father had just passed away, and I'd never been in that stadium. And going in there was, I just thought a lot about my dad when I went in there, how proud he would have been being there. And then, of course, this year we're going back, and I lost my mom in July. So, but going back there, I know there's a lot of friends that have reached out. I got some family members there. And, it's just, I want to go back and kind of reflect, I grew up a Penn State fan back then, and because it was your home state, and have some friends that were coached there that, Galen Hall is a great friend of mine. And I'm here in Illinois, and we're going to go out there, and I want to represent this university like we should. And try to go in there and get a win. But there will be some pre-reflection about my parents, I think, before the game.
I know your mom's name was Loretta. What was your dad's name?
William, Bill.
Okay. And what was he in coaching also?
No, he was smart. He was in the insurance business. Ended up getting his law degree. When he was probably about 58, 59 years old, he got his law degree just to say he can get it done. And so he dabbled in that a little too.
Mm-hmm. So are you William Jr. or William the Second?
No, he had a different middle name. His was A and I was J.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.